WWOZ is a listener-supported, volunteer-operated radio station located in New Orleans, Louisiana. Playing blues, jazz, Cajun, Zydeco, gospel, Brazilian, Caribbean, and a whole lot more, WWOZ keeps the music and heritage of the Crescent City alive and loud. The station signed off the air in the face of Hurricane Katrina on August 27th. In the aftermath, you can still hear an internet stream from the station. They call it WWOZ in Exile. The stream is hosted by WFMU in New Jersey, and you can find it online at www.wwoz.org. We caught up with the station's general manager, David Freeman, Wednesday night, September 7th, on his way into the city of New Orleans for his first visit to the studios since just before Katrina struck. He spoke to us via his cell phone in a car on the outskirts of the city. Well, I just started recording. I'm talking to David Freeman, and you are the general manager. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
And the call letters are?
WWOZ.
WWOZ from New Orleans.
New Orleans, that's right.
And now you've been broadcasting via a stream from WFMU. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's called WWOZ in Exile. It went up Saturday. Just about 6 days after the hurricane hit.
Okay, and the where were you broadcasting from?
It's not a simulcast. We're not broadcasting anything. It's right now we're just a stream, a broadcast stream.
Okay,
as you talk to me right now, I'm with two engineers and an operations manager from WWNO, and we're going into the city to see what the status of our equipment is. And we're working as hard as we can to get back up on the air.
So you're driving into New Orleans as we speak?
Tonight.
And where are you right now? On the outskirts?
Hammond, Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're how many miles is Hammond from New Orleans, gang? 60-something miles.
Can you tell me a little bit, I read on a blog post that you were broadcasting up until Friday, was it Friday night?
Saturday midnight,
okay. Mm-hmm. Can you sort of fill me in, what did you do after you signed off?
Well, I actually left town Saturday afternoon, but our program director, Dwayne Brashears, was going to ride the storm out. You know, let's say that Friday night, we all thought that storm, it was a Category 1 going up the Florida coast. And by the time we woke up Saturday morning, it was a Category 3 headed to New Orleans. But we've seen these things move around before and lose steam and all that. So a lot of people felt like they were going to ride it out. My position was, hell, I'll take a ride up in the country and beat the stampede. And if it takes a jog somewhere else, I'll just call it a day in the country and come back. As it turned out, by Sunday morning, everybody was sweating pretty good,
mm-hmm.
and Dwayne decided to leave as well as everybody else. But we went off the air Saturday night telling everybody to take care of themselves, that comes first, and the radio station get back on the air when things get better.
Right. And so where did you go to?
Well, the closest place I could get a reservation was 400 miles out in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Okay.
I called around to other places in Louisiana, even as early as Saturday morning, because I made my decision to leave Saturday morning, and even as early as Saturday morning, I couldn't get out to anything closer than Arkansas.
And your studios are located where in New Orleans? Are they in the...
In picturesque Armstrong Park, which is in the Treme section of New Orleans, which is right adjacent to the French Quarter. So you could say, as people have, we haven't seen it ourselves yet, that Treme took a lot of water. French Quarter pretty much stayed dry. Mm-hmm. At least they didn't get flooded the way the rest of the city did. And since we're right on the edge of the French Quarter in Treme, we're very curious to see which side of the divide we ended up on.
So you're driving into the city, and you just don't know what you're going to find.
That's exactly right. Well, we pretty much know some of the stuff abstractly, but no, you're right. We're going into the unknown.
The studio, are you on the ground floor or elevated some?
The studio itself is in a creaky old wooden house. It's a two-story building that the control room that we broadcast from is on the second floor. So I don't think we got flooded in the control room. But the way the wind was blowing, there were lots of buildings that took water from the rain, even though they had everything sealed tight. But I guess my concern for the studio is it may have gotten looted as much as it got trashed by the weather.
Mm-hmm. So it was fairly well known in the neighborhood that what was going on there.
Oh, yeah.
And what type of station, a public station, a community station?
A community radio station, and our community is the musicians of New Orleans. And so we celebrate all the crazy people and the music that they make, jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, Brazilian, Latin, African. If you go on our website, wwoz.org, you know, we have a program schedule and everybody can see, but it's basically New Orleans.
Oh, okay, great. I'm guessing that you're probably looking at a funding shortfall at this point.
Man, it's not even a guess. You're dead on. We are, you know, if you're in public radio, which you are, you know that the dry months are the summer. You know, we always have a fall fund drive. We have a spring fund drive. Some stations have a summer, but we've never been able to do that because the city pretty much falls asleep. Everybody leaves town in the summertime. And so we have a kind of a doldrum situation, and we kind of coast into the fall on fumes in terms of the funding. And so we're out of money, totally flat. I talked to my bookkeeper. I found her in Atlanta a week after the storm. It took me a week to find her. And she said, well, you don't have any money. But we did get some what I call wading around money from CPB to hold us together for a little bit.
Public.
And we're on in Corporation Public Broadcasting. They were the first to call, and they said, we'll send you some money, but not, you know, it's not going to be enough to stay. You know, we have to make a mighty effort now to find funding to stay on the air. While we can't do any fundraising, not traditional, can't do membership drives or, you know, do our auction or all that. Right now, we're on our WWOZ in Exile stream, just asking people to flat out send us whatever they can. And we have a problem even, you know, doing that because we feel like the higher priority is taking care of all these dreadful situations that people have found themselves in. And so even if you send us money, we're asking you to, before you do that, send some money to actually somebody you know is the best thing. If you know somebody who was directly affected, that really works. If you don't and you need to send it to an organization, we're not recommending the Red Cross, but we think that there's another organization in Baton Rouge called the Baton Rouge Area Foundation that has a great track record, and we have total faith that they'll do the right thing with the money you send hurricane relief. So send them money first, and if you have any money left over, send it to WWOZ. So we're trying to stay together until we can get back on air and get back to normal.
Can you repeat the name of the organization in Baton Rouge?
The Baton Rouge Area Foundation, and I'm sure you can go on the web, and they have a website, I know for a fact, and we think that they're the organization that is best positioned to help in the hurricane. As a community radio station, we think that it's not just about putting OZ back on the air, but it's about rebuilding our community, one piece and one tatter and one person at a time. So the first thing we did on our website was put up a message board where we're tracking all the musicians, and people are reporting into us who's been found. And that list is getting so long now, we have a search engine and an output tag. So that's good. We're finding our musicians. The next thing to do is to somehow get them, you know, connected with each other, maybe through the internet, I don't know, whatever else we can do, and then hold them together so that when we can come back to a New Orleans that we recognize as such an incredible, vibrant, musical place. And it's all surreal talking about it in terms of some of the incredible horror stories that have come out of New Orleans. Anybody who's on in your listening area who hasn't visited the WAFB.com website, that's W-A as in antimatter, B as in, F as in the filibuster, B as in billabong, W-A-F-B. Go to that site. Charmaine Neville has a six-minute clip that you really need to see to understand the horror of what's happened in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Well, our hearts and thoughts are open to you, and you know I wish you luck with, you know what you.
Thank you. Hey, it looks like we're coming up to our first checkpoint here. as we try to get into the city. Of course, you're not allowed in, and you know, we think we have pieces of paper that'll get us in, but we've just come to a dead halt.
How many?
About 10 miles out.
How many cars at the checkpoint?
I can't. Well, let's see. It doesn't look too bad. It looks like maybe about 20. Would you say 15, 20 cars up here? Maybe not even that many.
So there are people trying to get back into the city at this point.
Well, no. These all look like they're some kind of relief workers or something. This does not look like. This does not look like. No, nobody. In fact, the city's been evacuated. Nobody's just going in to go in. Now, there's a parish, or what they call a parish, a county next to west of New Orleans, that is allowing people back into its parish for 2 more days, for Wednesday. Well, 1 more day now, Thursday, and then after that, they're gonna lock it down, and people can't get back in there either. But Orleans has issued an order that everybody has to evacuate now, mandatory.
Right. Yeah, I had read that. So, well, good luck getting past the checkpoint. Good luck when you get into the city. And if I can, I'd like to maybe give you a call down the road and see how things are going.
Absolutely. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your concern out there. And like I say, whatever anybody can do for the people who are in such dire straits, please do it. And then if you got anything left, let's keep OZ on the air, because pretty soon we're going to want to hear the music again. And, you know, as long as we can hear the music, I think New Orleans will be in our hearts. So.
All right.
Thank
take
you
care,
again, Andy.
Good luck.
Okay. All right. Bye.
David Freeman, general manager of WWOZ 90.7 FM, New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Station. You can listen to WWOZ in Exile on the internet at www.wwoz.org. Their internet stream is being hosted by sister station WFMU in New Jersey. David spoke to us from a cell phone on the outskirts of New Orleans. You're listening to WBCRLP 97.7 FM in Great Barrington, Massachusetts.